Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha! The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What what? The Video Game Review. Ha! The Video Game Review. What what what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now!
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review. I am your humble host, Rick Tittle, coming to you from the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network Studios, San Francisco, California. How you doing? This is the only hour all week where we talk video games, and not just sports video games, but all video games. We can talk about it together via the toll-free line, which works 24/7 here at Sports Byline, and it is, don't write it down, just dial it up. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Questions, comments, or concerns in the video game world. I'm a gamer like you. What do you play? What's good? What's bad? What's ugly? What's overhyped? What's underhyped? Let's talk about it. 1-800-878-PLAY. Also around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. Proud and privileged of being on AFN. I'm an FAN of our military. I come from a military family, but even if you don't, I think we can all appreciate the professional armed services, all volunteer, and they keep us safe. And they let us do the frivolity and mirth of playing video games, which we love and they love. We know the troops got some little home cooking for you there when you do get to play some games on the road. Also, on the internet, sportsbyline.com. Go there, click listen live. Any emails, rick@sportsbyline.com. We're on the TuneIn app, the iHeartRadio app, the Stitcher app, Apple applications for receiving the show. We're also on the internet at sbnationlive.com. We're on SiriusXM 211 in progress, the Dan Patrick channel. Great to have you there as well. And speaking of American forces, we're going to start the show right after this quick break with Dan Goldenberg of the Call of Duty Foundation. And they have put so many vets into jobs, it's insane. And they've hit a new number here as well. So we'll talk to Dan after a quick break. We are also on CRN Digital Plus 2, the cable radio network, channel 2 on your cable provider. In 35 million homes. If you want to write me an email, which is good for winning the game, I'll give away a brand new game. At 40 after the hour, come on in, rick@sportsbyline.com. Get on back. This is the Video Game Review.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive five-day, four-night vacation for two adults and two children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for four for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works, and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack your Columbia Performance fishing gear for protection against the sun, wind, and rain. Columbia PFG apparel and footwear offers superior innovation and features, which allows you to focus on your catch and not the elements. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
The Video Game Review. Welcome back to Sports Byline USA. Coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. Very poignant of being on FAN because it's our pleasure now to be joined once again by Dan Goldenberg. He is Executive Director of the Call of Duty Endowment. And you can go to callofdutyendowment.org to see how much they help. And, of course, you can go right now to Black Ops 6 and get that Endeavor Tracer Pack, which is very, very cool. Dan, welcome back to the show. 15 years now you guys have been doing this, huh?
Yeah. Hey, Rick, thanks for having me back. It's always awesome talking with you. And, yeah, 15 years. We can't believe it. We just got our latest numbers in. And believe it or not, across that time, we've placed 145,000 veterans in jobs. Last year, we did it at 1/20th the cost per placement of the federal government programs with better quality outcomes. So, and of course, as always, it doesn't cost the veterans, transitioning service members, guardsmen or reservists a cent to do any of this. We pay for it all.
But how is it that you guys, I mean, obviously you have quality people who are very savvy, but how is it that you guys are able to do this so efficiently?
Yeah, thank you for asking. So, we scoured the landscape. Believe it or not, there's a lot of well-intended nonprofits out there and certainly government folks, but most of them don't achieve really great outcomes, unfortunately, for veterans. So we are very numbers-driven. We looked across more than 40,000 nonprofits to find the best nonprofits that deliver great outcomes for veterans, and we work with 8 in the U.S. and 2 in the U.K., and because we've had such a great pool to select from and we're so rigorous on how we decide whom we're going to work with, and we really work to hold them accountable to results. These organizations are outstanding, and we check in on them every quarter to make sure they're continuing that work. So this approach, we call it the Seal of Distinction approach, has allowed us to find just the best organizations out there that do this work and to fund them and help them grow. And last year, our average cost to place a vet in a job was $601. This year so far, I can't believe it, but we're trending, despite inflation and everything else, trending below that cost this year. But more important than the cost is the quality of the outcomes for the veterans. So average starting salaries are north of $75,000, which, you know, nationally, it's pretty much double the national starting salary average. You know, the percentage of those placements that are full-time is 93%. And, you know, we're not just dealing with officers. 93% of those we place 87% were enlisted when they left the service. And, you know, we're just helping people get great outcomes. And they're staying in these shops. 6 months, 12 months later, they're still in these roles. So, you know, 6 months, 90% of those we place are still in those roles later. So it's not about any job or low-cost placement jobs. It's about high-quality jobs that are great fits for the veterans and for the employers.
Like any organization, you're going to set goals. And I remember we were talking about you guys celebrating 50,000 jobs, and that was just unbelievable. And it's just like, hey, let's just keep going. Why would we stop now, right?
Absolutely. So I can't believe it, but at this point in the year, we still have a quarter to go, we are at almost 15,000 placements year to date, which is the most we've ever had this far along in the year. So, you know, I think that's knee jobs. That never ends, right? And our services work. And so we're seeing more and more demand for them, and employers need good employees. And I think more and more there's a realization that vets make great employees. So, you know, I think that adds up to that. Also, we have, as you mentioned, incredible support from the Call of Duty community. What's looking to be our best in-game pack ever, the Endeavor Tracer pack, is raising a ton of money, every cent of which goes to placing vets in jobs. So every cent Activision gets, they donate to place vets in jobs. So, you know, it's all coming together. The need is there. Employers want to hire vets. The model we use works. And the Call of Duty community and our incredible partners, like USAA and Pilot, just to name a few, have been helping us do this work and continue to be successful.
Yeah, you know, I was looking at the Endeavor Tracer pack when I was playing, and I love the Ames 85, the Seaworthy Strength Animated Blueprint. You got the L762 sniper rifle, a lot of other great stuff, stickers, sprays, tags, charms, things like that. But I mention it because there are so many, as we say, microtransactions, what have you, DLC, that is just benefiting the company and the player. But this is such a win-win because the player gets all this cool stuff and they're helping vets. I mean, it's an amazing idea that just works like a charm.
Yeah, no, they love the pack. We're amazed at how successful it's been. You know, we wanted for years also to do something themed with, you know, from our UK partners. So first ever UK theme pack, and you know, Americans love it too, and people around the world. So it's going great. I think people love, you know, the black motif of the theme. You know, is very, very popular, and the sentiment's been overwhelmingly positive.
So for you guys now, I mean, as the year goes on, and we're, you know, of course, Veterans Day is just about upon us as well. What are some of the things that you work at, like every day, like all the different partners you have?
Yeah, well, you know, it's finding, funding, and helping them grow, right? So, you know, we have this great model called the Field of Distinction that helps find the high-performing partners. We work with them. Once they pass our vetting, we know we can trust them. We don't overload them with admin. We plan with them just like you would with a partner. What is the outcome they think they can achieve in the year ahead? How much will it take? What can we do to help them succeed? What are the risks? What can go right? What could go wrong? How can we help? That's what the conversation's usually about. And then every quarter we check in and see how they're doing. And if they're on track, great. If they're not, we try to, you know, coach them to get there. And we're pretty tough. You know, at the end of the day, if they can't meet their commitments, we don't work with them anymore and we find someone else. But the good news is, you know, we have very low turnover in our partners because we found the great ones. And they're not only do they deliver great results, they work well with each other too. They're very adaptable, and you know, the job market changes, they change, the technology changes, they adapt. And honestly, I think that's one of the challenges with the Department of Labor's programs, is they're just sort of calcified. They have America's Job Centers, they've got folks assigned to them, but they don't really change with the market, and we do. And I think that's why we've been a lot more successful.
one more thing, and that is, and I do a lot of interviews with VA people, and it's the same type of thing. Whereas our veterans are trained to be self-sufficient and, you know, rub some dirt in it, don't complain. And so it's hard sometimes for them to reach out. Like, I can get a job on my own. I don't need any help. So just for those listening, to go to callofdutyendowment.org and just about it's actually, you know, you gave your time. You deserve the help.
100%. And the thing is, no matter what your MOS, your NEC, your AFSC, you have skills, soft skills and hard skills that will be valued in the civilian employment market. 100%. You just need help to be able to communicate those to employers. It's not on them to understand what you did in the military. It's on you to explain it. But the good news is we're here to help. And honestly, we know, in work research at Penn State's done, you are three times more likely to land a job, a good fit job, if you have help with two things: professional help with your resume creation and professional help with your interviewing skills and practice. And we provide that free. You should never, ever, ever pay for that. That's on us.
Dan Goldenberg is our guest, the executive director of the Call of Duty Endowment. Go to callofdutyendowment.org to help. You don't have to have Black Ops 6 to help. You can help that way as well. But if you do have Black Ops 6, as I was saying, get the pack. It is really cool. Dan, congratulations on 15 years, and keep up the good work, my friend.
Thanks, Rick. It's so great talking with you. Appreciate the support.
All right. We will take a quick break, and we will come on back right here on Sports Byline.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D. Gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
This vacation offer is so good, I'm going to repeat it. If you're in your 40s, 50s, 60s, even up to the 80s, come to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico for 6 days. All meals included for only $2.99. Again, come to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. All meals, all drinks, $2.99. We'll even give you a free cruiser land package if you're one of the first 50 people to call right now. Again, come to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico for only $2.99. Be one of the first 50 150 people to book right now at our luxurious all-inclusive resort. If you're in your 40s, 50s, 60s, even up to the 80s, you deserve a great vacation. So take it right now. Or to Vallarta, Mexico. Call now and get a free cruise or land package on top of your trip.
800-296-1437. 800-296-1437. 800-296-1437. That's 800-296-1437.
The Video Game Review.
Hey, thank you for that. Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you. And we are free. Come on in and get heard. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns in the video game world at 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. Get you in, get you heard. And in the next segment, we will give away a brand new game. The way you win it, I'll ask it very easy question. And this be the second correct answer at my email address, rick@sportsbyline.com, and you win it. It's actually a DLC I'm giving away today. Downloadable content.
I always wonder what that meant.
1-800-878-PLAY. I saw an interesting article on MSN, and it said, the 10 most overrated video games of all time. And I immediately started thinking of some. So before I get to mine, and if you'd like to share yours, 1-800-878-7529. They threw in a few. They had Deathloop, Final Fantasy IX, God of War Ragnarok, which I thought was interesting because that was getting all nines out of tens. Everyone seemed to love that. Metal Gear Solid 5. But I like articles like this because, not just because some people are contrarians. You know, you say it's black, I say it's white immediately. It's raining, now it's sunny. If you have a reason, I'd like to hear why you didn't like it. Like, you know, there are some games that got panned that I liked. Like Fallout 76, I hated the multiplayer part of it, which is what Todd Howard and everyone at Bethesda thought that they had to have. And we're like, no, we don't. We don't want that. That's not why Fallout is fun. You want to make a different game and put it on the PC like Skyrim Online, go ahead, but we don't like it. Not we just don't like it. We don't like it. And so I actually thought it was pretty cool that the game that made one of the lists here on MSN. And I should give a shout out to the author of the article, Adam Brownstein. Brownstone and auf Deutsch, Brownstein. Adam throws on Death Stranding. And yes, you're right, Adam. And this was a game, it's hard to believe it was 5 years ago now. It came out almost to the day. And this all got eight and nines. But because Hideo Kojima, it was the first time he had his independent studio, and it was packed with Norman Reedus as the main guy. Conan O'Brien was in it. You had all sorts of celebrities. But this is a quote from the article. This, unfortunately, Death Stranding fooled most of the critics. The game involves delivering a package across a destroyed United States. This results in endless retrievals and hours on end of collecting packages that were dropped for one reason or another, and eventually you just grow sick of it. Right. I believe it was Iceland, not the United States. But yes. And then he has Breath of the Wild, which I'm sure some people are super shocked at Breath of the Wild on the Switch. I thought it was okay. I didn't think it was the greatest thing of all time, but I thought it was okay. But one of them that I did agree with was Red Dead 2. And this is from 6 years ago. And that game got 10s out of 10s. And you think about how Rockstar does their games. Obviously, GTA is the first one I think we think of. And a lot of people say, you know, Red Dead was one of the most important games of the last decade. And what an achievement in voice acting and character development. But what do I always say? Of course, I didn't say it this episode. I judge games on one criterion. Are they fun? That's what it is. And the mission structure in that game, it's just all, I mean, it's the antithesis of sandbox. And anything outside of those rails you're supposed to be on, it just says, quote, mission failed. The gunplay was lame. And it was so slow and cumbersome. And you might say, well, that's how Colt 45s were and Winchesters. I don't think they were that slow. It was almost like Max Payne. But then, overrated, he just says, all Call of Duty games. I think that's more than one, and I got to disagree there. But Adam has Call of Duty World at War, Call of Duty Black Ops 2, Black Ops 3, Black Ops Cold War, Black Ops 4, Black Ops. Didn't like the Black Ops. I think if you want to say overrated, I think Call of Duty fans, we know what we're getting. And I gave away Call of Duty Black Ops 6 2 weeks ago on this show. We know what we're getting. And we probably are getting maps we've played before. Yes, we have. And this time around, you're playing 1991. And you're playing with guns from that era. And believe me, Call of Duty has gone off to some crazy places. Like you might remember those exosuits where you could jump. And then the zero gravity one where when you got shot, you started to float. And you think, well, what was it about when you were alive that kept you on the ground? Why do you no longer have gravitational suction or whatever you want? Gravitational suction, name of my podcast. It's just too easy. It's sort of like saying Madden sucks because every year it's the same game and just with different uniforms. I mean, you could say that, but there are little nuances to it. The way they do Call of Duty, and I think it's just right, and it's barely just right, is the fact that if you play it a lot, you'll get to the point where you are sick of it. You know what I mean? You'll put in a few hundred hours, and you're like, all right, I need a new game. Now, if you play Call of Duty now and then, it's like, oh, I haven't even been on that map yet, and you've had it for 2 years. Then, nah, you don't need a new one. But the game is so popular worldwide that people, I think, I know I have been fed up. I'm like, can I get a new game already if I'm really, really playing it? Also on Adam's list, Marvel Spider-Man 2. And, of course, that was just last year. And I'm not a big superhero video game fan, so I can't speak to that. I didn't play it. It's got Fortnite on there. And he says Fortnite was a stolen idea. Well, I mean, so was Windows, but, you know, so are a lot of things. You know, we're all products of our influences and mentors and teachers, what have you. He says much better Battle Royale is Call of Duty Warzone. I can't stand Call of Duty Warzone. The funnest part is going to the gulag and trying to box your way out. I think Fortnite did, I think a lot of kids don't know that Fortnite spelled a properly way just means 2 weeks. I think that's ruined forever. But the endless microtransactions, season passes, currency to acquire, thousands of dollars for kids. And the money that they have brought in from Epic Games developing and publishing this game, it is amazing. And it's running on the Unreal Engine 5. I don't know. Battle Royale doesn't appeal to me. I played it a lot. I would much rather just go at it. A TDM, kill confirm, 6-on-6. I'll go 40-on-40, you know, with air vehicles, land vehicles, all that. But the, you know, the fog of war closing in on you. Now, then again, it's not as bad as Arma. Arma was supposed to be one of the more realistic games of all time. And I remember I was driving around. There was no one to fight. I knew they were there somewhere, but I finally got to an airport and there was just no one to fight. And finally, I went to the top of the air traffic control tower and I looked out and I saw a Jeep in the distance coming towards me. And I thought, oh, crap. So I laid on the floor and pointed my gun at the hatch to see if the guy ever came up. I think I laid there for 45 minutes. And I heard some clunking around, but he never came up. So it just depends on how arcade you want to be. I mean, in real life, you don't shoot out all your ammo and then reload it in 1 second and have basically endless ammo. But if you do want to go more realistically, like you could say with the Red Dead 2 game, and then, you know, that's something else. But I can tell you right now, character development, don't care. In a movie, in a TV show, maybe I do ask myself subconsciously, what's the motivation for him or her or they or them, right? In a video game, it's like, why am I blasting everyone away? Who cares? I don't care. Why is this guy so mad? I don't know. Let's just have some fun. I think that's the bottom line. All right, when we come back from the break, I'll give away a little DLC, brand new, and your calls, 1-800-878-PLAYALL. Also, we'll let you know what's new this week on the shelves. I'm Rick Tittle, and this is the Video Game Review.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. American. Premium vodka. Celebrate responsibly.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
The Video Game
Review. All right. Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast and around the border on the Video Game Review. All right, it's 40 after. It's time to give away a game, and the way you win it is just by answering a very simple question. Send your answers to rick at sportsbyline.com. Once again, rick at sportsbyline.com. And I have here DLC for Diablo 4. It's the Vessel of Hatred. And this just came out last month. Vessel of Hatred. I have it for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XRS, or PC. So you tell me which one you want, and I will get you that code. My question is, what does DLC stand for? Didn't you just say yes? What does DLC stand for? Let me know, Rick at sportsbyline.com and Vessel of Hatred, which is from Blizzard Team 3 and Blizzard Albany, published by Blizzard Entertainment, will be on its way to you. And Vessel of Hatred, just to talk about it for a second, it expands the core gameplay of Diablo 4. The new region, Nahatu, is a jungle environment, new enemies, including yuck, gross, huge, giant, awful insects, corrupted humanoids. They always have their distinct attack patterns and dense foliage, hazardous terrain. And then there's a new endgame dungeon, which is designed for co-op play. It's a multi-phase challenge, requires players to coordinate their abilities and strategies to overcome waves of enemies and bosses. I'm already getting anxiety. Waves of bosses. That sounds like it's going to be hard. All right. Successful completion of the dungeon rewards players with loot and titles. Itemization includes new legendary items and aspects that provide new bonuses and effects for those specialized builds. Furthermore, the Paragon system has been enhanced with additional boards and glyphs, offering further opportunities for character customization. Now, let me tell you about the new class. This is exciting. Get ready. The Spiritborn class. This class draws on the powers of ancient jungle warriors from the Nahatu clan. Excels in both ranged and melee combat. That's something that I've always wanted, to tell you the truth, because I always design my guys for melee, and then there are some times when I realize that if I just put my face in the buzzsaw, stick my tongue out in front of the ceiling fan, it's not going to go well. So it's nice to have a mix. So Spiritborn class can summon spirit guardians, like the jaguar spirit known as Rizoka, grants abilities such as Rake, Ravager, and Rushing Claw. substantial fire damage. Gorilla Spirit Woomba offers immense strength and resilience, both damage output, survivability. And the Eagle Spirit Quatli improves agility and precision. And then finally, Centipede Spirit Balazan, speed and poison damage. But a notable aspect of the Spiritborn class is its access to the spirit realm. A ghostly reflection of Sanctuary created by the prophet Akarat and his acolyte Isvet. In the spirit realm, players can embody spirit guardians, gain full strength and unique abilities to confront various threats. And it concludes. Can you tell I'm reading? The class also introduces mechanics such as the incarnate skill, which enables players to embody the traits of their chosen spirit guardian, offering both passive bonuses and powerful active abilities. Additionally, the Spirit Hall is a special location where players can commune with their spirit guardians to enhance their abilities. The Spiritborn class features a new resource system that allows for strategic play and customization. just the box art for Vessel of Hatred is a guy in a jungle wearing this like green jaguar skin over his head. And that just, to me, is the antithesis of Diablo. So I think that's really cool to take that world and throw it into a spooky jungle. So far, Metacritic has this at an 85. Open Critic has it at a 92. Everything else is, let's see, 9 out of 10, 8 out of 10, 4 out of 5, 4.5 out of 5, 9 out of 10. So those are very good reviews. Whenever you get a 9, an 8 means it's worth your money. A 9 means that it's really worth your money. That's what it's saying. All right. You might remember, if you watched all of them, the Fallout on Amazon Prime. And it was Walton Goggins and others, and it was very well done. And a lot of people like me who love Fallout, we loved all the little Easter eggs in it, the little things that were done just for us so we would notice, and we did. And so we kind of thought, oh, we heard they're going to make some more. Well, we just got news this week out of Hollywood. They're going to be making Prime is going to be making a brand new original series on Mass Effect. This is according to Variety. Amazon MGM Studios, that's a nice collaboration. They have tapped Daniel Casey to write and produce Mass Effect, the series. And further executive producers, one of them is Michael Gramble from BioWare. So this was sort of, we talked about this like 3 years ago. It's amazing how these things get hot and then cold and hot and cold. I always just imagine like executives sitting on a beach in Bali or somewhere. Yeah, we're going to do that that video game thing. Oh, yeah, what's it called? Go to Mass. No, Mass Effect. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we'll see. Then a year later, whatever happened to that thing? But we know the original Mass Effect trilogy follows Commander Shepard and a group of soldiers in the 22nd century as they try to save the human race from aliens known as Reapers. And humans have discovered faster than light travel, of course. So the first Mass Effect game was in 2007. The last one was 2012. And that really made BioWare. It really did. And after a short hiatus, Mass Effect Andromeda was a standalone story that took place centuries in the future. That wasn't as positive, but it's a pretty dominant franchise. And so it's no surprise that Amazon wants to keep going into the video game area. And Prime recently showed Yakuza Like a Dragon, which, of course, is based on the long-running Japanese game series as well. But the one thing about BioWare, remember when it came out, what the big thing was? What was the big thing, Rick? Well, I'll remind you. The big thing was you got to choose, you know, is going back to BASIC, which I used to program with if-then statements. But this was something where, you know, it's like alternate endings. Well, it's just alternate storylines all the way through. Now, that's been around forever, and you can sass someone or unsass them, but Mass Effect really made it a thing, you know, whereas the game would be completely different to someone else instead of the way you were playing it, which I thought was really interesting. All right. One more thing, too, before we get to the new releases. When the PS Pro came out in September, there were some Xbox gamers that were kind of green with envy, even though the PS5 Pro was $700, $200 more for their performance, and it looks a little bit different, too. So the Xbox Series X is hardly outdated, but Microsoft has said that, yeah, we're not putting out a Pro. In fact, Microsoft recently debuted a cheaper Series X Digital. So despite rumors of a more dramatically revamped Series X, that machine is yet to surface. And, you know, Microsoft is always saying that, you know, the next gen, it's all about us. It's all about us. Well, we'll see about that. They do have mid-generation console upgrades. We've seen that. And I don't just mean on the dash. I mean on the actual iOS, the way they run things. But yes, as for now, there is not going to be an Xbox Series X Pro, even with a demanding title like GTA 6 on the horizon as well. All right, let's take a look at those upcoming games, which are Tuesday releases, unless otherwise noted. And Farming Simulator 25, PS5, Xbox Series X, PC, and Macintosh. Security, The Horrible Nights, PC. Tetris Forever, it's on everything. The Rise of the Golden Idol, it's also on everything. Void Souls, S-O-L-S, PC game. Astroneer, Glitch Walkers, Switch 4, PC, X and S. I Am Future, not I Am Legend, I Am Future, PC. Paper Perjury, this is Linux, PC, and Mac. Songs of Silence, 5, X and S, and PC. 49 Keys, Switch, and PC. Dig Virtual Reality on VR systems. Dragon Quest III HD 2D Remake, PS5, PC, Switch, Xbox Series X and S. Dungeon Inn, PC. Flint, Treasure of Oblivion, Xbox Series X and S, PC, PS5. Heretic's Fork, PS5, PS4, Switch, Xbox One, Xbox Series X and S. Homeworld Vast Reaches, PC. Irem Collection Volume 2 on everything but the PC. Lego Horizon Adventures. And yes, this is spelled the same as the Horizon. This is just like Forbidden West, except it's in Lego. Have fun with it. It does look extremely fun. PS5, PC, and Switch. Little Big Adventure, Twinsen's Quest. It's on everything. Mind Cop, Switch, PS5, PC. Miniatures, PC, Mac, and Switch. Nairi, Rising Tide, Switch and PC. Petite Island, it's got a little cat with glasses riding a turtle. Looks very cute. Is that what it is? PS5, PC, Switch, X, and S. And finally, Robot Detour for the PC and Linux. All right, I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break. We will come on back with the cheat code on the video game review.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop. Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
The Video Game
All right, thank you for that. Closing out the show in our customary fashion with a cheat code. This is the Video Game Review, and I'm Rick Tittle. Send your request for a cheat code for an older game, rick@sportsbyline.com. rick@sportsbyline.com. Those go to me, and I'll look it up for you. This is from Dagwood. I like that. Durwood. Dagwood. Rick, Super Empire Strikes Back. What's the main code? All right, that's Super Nintendo, obviously. Super Empire Strikes Back, there is one unlock everything code. And it's a doozy. It might be bad radio here for 10 seconds, but to unlock everything, go to the main screen, put in ABY, XAB, YXA, BAB, YXX, YAB, YX. Did you get that? Once again, go to the title screen and put in, drum roll, ABX, XAB, YXA, BAB, YXX, YAB, YX. Don't worry, I will email you back and I'll write it down as well. If anyone was listening, got that all down and will put it in, I admire you for Super Empire Strikes Back. Unlock everything. On one of my all-time favorite systems, the Super Nintendo, the one that gave us Mode 7. That's right. I'm Rick Tittle. Thanks for tuning in to Video Game Review. We'll be back next week with another live edition. Until then, happy playing.